This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. It's Sunday, April 29th, hour one of the show, Republic of Texas Radio. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien, and I'm contemplating starting the show with a comment that, well, not really a comment, but more of a direction that Murr left in the chat room at the end of the last show. You can join our chat room. It's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And I guess if I tell you I'm thinking of going a direction and then don't go there, that's kind of teasing, so we shouldn't really do that. So now I guess I'm locked in. One of the problems that we have throughout our reality, how do I define our reality? We listen to RBN, Republic Broadcasting. This is one of the neatest places in the universe, right? Because we're able to explore the truth and what that actually means and seek the truth. And try to find BS on stuff. We can listen to people and go, wow, yeah, I can hear the BS coming out of that one, right? Or I can hear that BS, or maybe that's all truth. Man, why can't anybody else hear it? Anyways, I'm going to put the link back in the chat room, just kind of like to restock that. And this is a little thing that was written, and it won't take too long to get through this, guys. So, Doc and Alan, just hang on for a second. I'm going to try to read it as fast as I can. Well, not really. Let's get through it. This is a document created by Dr. A. Truot. Truot. You know, he's a great story behind story. Woo! It's great. Love that show. You know, and the first time I heard it, it spoke to me a lot about the nine veils and why we can't actually communicate between one another and different people and how their perceptions are different. Anyways, I don't want to ramble about it. I'm going to go ahead and try to read you a lot of it. And a lot is just a little, so I'm sorry you can't answer all the worlds. But here it goes. These are actually words that Truot put up by Don Harkins, and he actually wrote them around 2001, I guess the story goes. And here's a few of his words. Over the last several years, I have evolved and discarded several theories in an attempt to explain why it is most people cannot see the truth, even when it smacks them in the face. Those of us who can see the conspiracy have participated in countless conversations among ourselves that address the frustration of most people's inability to comprehend and extremely well-documented arguments, which we use to describe the process of our collective enslavement and exploitation. The most common explanation to be arrived at is that most people just don't want to see what's going on. It goes on, and I'm going to do this little ditty. I really do think you should go out into the chat room and get this, because I'm not going to do the whole document. But it goes on why people can't see the truth, and we say that extremely evil men and women who make up the world's power elite have cleverly cultivated a virtual pasture of grass, green, that few people seldom, if ever bother to look up from where they are grazing long enough to notice the brightly colored tags stapled to their ear. Wow, well, that's great. No, it's not. Kind of sucks. Really sucks. Anyways, that's Don Harkin, and we hear the veils, right? And we can talk a little bit about them. That is kind of the crux of the whole thing. Maybe it just sets the tone. Somehow I feel it meshes in here where we're at. Wow. First veil. 10% of us will pierce the first veil and find the world of politics. We will vote, become active, and develop an opinion. Our opinions will be shaped by the physical world around us. We have been conditioned from our days in public education to accept that government officials, network media personalities, and other experts are the primary voices of authority. 90% of the people in this group will live and die without having pierced the first veil. The second veil, 10% of us will also pierce the second veil to explore the world of history, the relationship between man and government, the meaning of self-government through constitutional and common law. 90% of the people in this group will live and die without having pierced the veil. The third veil, 10% of those who pierce the second veil will eventually pierce the third veil. To conclusion, to find that the resources of the world, including people, are controlled by an extremely wealthy and powerful families whose incorporated old world assets have a modern extortion strategies become the foundation upon the entire world's economy. The entire world's economy is currently indebted. 90% of the people in this group will live and die without having pierced the fourth veil. Dun dun. Okay, so we go on. The veils are veils of perception. How many are there? What are they all about? I mean, I could go on for a while. But, you know, some of you might have already heard a little bit of this stuff. And I don't want to regurgitate a lot of True Watts or Harkin stuff. But let's talk to Doc and see if, you know, have you ever heard Don Harkin's work?
I've heard the name, but I didn't know very much about him. I couldn't have quoted anything.
Yeah, it's interesting to say the least or the most. But, Alan, I know you know this one.
Yeah, didn't he run the Idaho Observer?
Yeah.
A lot of us out here in the awake truth community have experienced these effects and have lost family members and close friends. And this has been a week that it has been one of those things for me.
I understand, because, you know, when you're standing behind... See, the problem I have with, like, this whole Dr. Chuwat type... Not Dr. Chuwat, Don Harkin's work is... And I guess Ott stands close to this. Is it places us in different containers, right? You know, the first veil, okay, everything's great, gonna get college degree, got wife, got car, everything... Run, 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 run. Got doctor, die. Okay, there you go. That's the first veil. You don't understand anything's going on. The second veil is, what? That stuff is all smoke and mirrors. You know, earlier on, talked about being a sheep out in the field, and it's just got munchies all over the place. You don't even realize you have a tag in your hair, right? And so once you progress from the first veil to the second veil, it's hard to look back at the first veil and go, dude, you don't got nothing. He says, no, I got something. I've got a car. I got a wife. I got a kid. I got a doctor, right? You know, that's all I need, right? That's all I need. And I go to work and come home. Go to work and come home, right? And that's great. What do you do for fun? I walk on the fence. Oh, no, whatever you do for fun. But the difference between... how people can relate to each other when they're on different sides of the veil is, I guess, the crux, right, Alan? Because in this article, it says that at one point you cross the veil understanding that there are no governments necessarily, right? That we're all controlled by they and them, you know, whoever they are. Right now they call themselves the deep state. Really, guys, the deep state, you couldn't have come up with anything better. You know, they changed their name. Now, a lot of people, like the people you bumped into all during this week, they don't even believe that exists, do they, Alan? They haven't crossed there. They're nowhere near there.
No, they're still floating around in Yaya land. You know, I still haven't been able to figure out, Steve, which is the most frustrating. The ones who are just totally dead to the truth that's going on in the world, or the ones who've looked into it, and they look in so far to a point where they're comfortable with it, and they say, okay, I know everything, I don't need to know anything else, everything else is okay, just this part's bad. And, you know, it's like, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that, but our government's good, you know? I haven't been able to figure out which one is more frustrating for me.
Yeah, what do you think, Doc? You following it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, for me, it's more good people don't want to believe how bad it is. And it's not that people, when they learn some of this, don't believe it. It's that they're so busy with work and life and raising families and paying taxes and traffic that it's the least thing they want to deal with at the end of their day or during their day. And you have a lot of people, the corrupted few that are trying to control everybody and put out the misinformation, that they do this every day full time. So there's a big disadvantage to the average person in learning the truth, because there's so many people that are dedicated full time lives to putting out a corrupted version of history and what's going on right now.
Mm.
And then, then you have those. You have those who. How do I put this? Go ahead, Steve. I'll try to.
Well, then you got those that do dedicate a great deal of their existence to try to fight that. Fight, is that the right word? That the darkness that they perceive. See the understanding that the world is in control of a few families that have been in control for, wow, a long dang time. You know, I can go back with that study, and so could you, and so do most of you. But that darkness that is controlling all these people, the loved ones around us, once you see that, it doesn't matter if, yes, they have their minions, their clueless ones, are grazing in a field, and they're having a great time. They've got all the money. They make their money during the daytime. Maybe they even fight the battle of darkness, you know, on the side of darkness for money, and then they get to go jet skiing and stuff like that. Some of us come to this understanding that the world is being, you know, controlled around us. And it really does wrap our entire lives. I mean, we just look at, I'm not on Facebook every single day, you know, chasing people around, putting like deep state links. You know, we used to call them the New World Order, but now they've changed their name. And that doesn't matter. They're branding, they're marketing themselves, they're doing whatever, and they're making fun of us. That's okay, but they're still out there. I don't know. There's a careful balance in there that needs to be dealt with. But the way that Truot puts it, when you look at his document, and if you're interested in the document, again, I threw it at the very beginning of the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. You can go there and download it. It's Dr. A. Truot. Understanding the Nine Veils. He has a lot of absolutes in there. Actually, Don Harkin has a lot of absolutes in there. And I kind of go, okay. And he's, oh, no, check it out. Here's the math. You got 1 and 1, 2, 2, 1, 4, 6, 9. There you go. Hike. And I go, oh, dude, you so lost me. You know. And then he says, well, mathematics is one of the veils. And I go, dope. We'll get over that. But even if I do argue like some of the things, because you say only 10 people make it through the first veil, the understanding that just life, and now we're into a philosophical point, right? Life itself, there's more to life than life, you know, than just grazing in the field, you know, go to work, come home, do this and that, you know, and then you're going to get politically active because you want to change the rules of the field. Now that kind of hurts a little bit there, doesn't it, Alan? You know, I go into the field and I'm just like normal sheep. And I go, well, there's got to be some rules in this field. And so we should all line up right over here and we'll all walk like this. And we have to have haircuts, right? Sounds a little bit like your flying club there, Alan, or your model airplane club.
Yeah, they take something that should be fun and rule and regulate it and turn it basically into a military drill camp where you're just being constantly watched and scrutinized, and you know you've got to have your rectal probe in so they can monitor you while you're flying your little model plane around in your designated flying area.
Yeah,
one thing I can't understand, Steve.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say earlier is that it's hard. It's one of the most frustrating things is, like Doc said, you know, people are running around, you know, busy just trying to keep a roof over their head and, you know, and food on the table and just running the rat race. And we're old enough, Steve, that we can remember a time when life was a little more peaceful, at least where I grew up it was. You know, there people knew each other, neighbors knew each other. You know, they actually got outside and talked, and kids played out in the yards. And why people don't want to—they don't want to even understand and come to the realization of why life has gotten so hectic and why it is so hard to try to keep a roof over your head and food on the table anymore.
You know, thinking back, I wonder when I first got quote politically active, or when people around me—you talk about the neighborhood where I grew up, and it was a little tiny street. You know, we had a normal phone. You know, we had the same 10-digit dialing that we have today. It was no crank thingy. But I'd go outside, and there were the neighbors that I liked and the neighbors that I hated. And when people got politically active in my town, and it was a pretty decent-sized town, it was over something like taxation. You know, how much they're taking from you or what they just did to you, the controlling sheep. You know, they decided that, you know, they're going to take some money. So I guess that's part of how you get to the second veil, is you object to something that they're doing on the field, right? You know, in your backyard. I was asking Alan about this. I guess I want to clarify a little bit of something that Alan and I were just talking about. Here in Fredericksburg, there's model plane enthusiasts, right? So they're like, wow, cool, RC planes, woohoo! And so for years, they've been trying to figure out, and Alan, he's been trying to fly these dang things for years, you know. I remember even going out and me and him scraped a big old chunk of dirt, you know, trying to make an airstrip, and found out that, man, that's a heck of a, yeah, that's something, right? Trying to get it level with, the machinery that we had. Anyways, so Alan just kept going, you know, forward with this and get another plane. All of a sudden, he found the Fredericksburg Plane Group, and they were going to get a runway. And they ultimately did. And I guess I'll tell this story a little, I'll let you have it, but once they got a runway, the first thing they did is they turned into a rule manufacturing company. And so they decided, well, we're going to need to make rules. Who's going to be the rule keeper? Who's going to do this? What kind of rules do we have? What rules do we need? And then Alan kind of, I'll let you have it now. I think you threw up your arm and said, go screw yourself. Something like that.
Basically, you know, yeah, I went out and helped them, you know, put the fabric down over the scraped off area, you know, that was going to be the runway. And, then it got to the point of where, we got to have these rules and this rules and this rules. Otherwise, we can't get our insurance. And we've got to have this and this and that. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. How about we just have a club? And it's like you sign a piece of paper that says, I know that this is not exactly safe. Life is not perfectly safe. Life is not, something that is, assured to us. You know, life, every breath we take is basically a gift. You know, we can die at any time from any number of causes. And why can't we just have a club where you sign a piece of paper that says, hey, I'm out here to have fun, and if I cut my finger on a propeller, I'm not going to sue you. You know, that's what the world is going crazy today. It's just everyone expects everything to be perfect, and there will be no harm, no hurt, no strife in this life.
Hang on, let's do the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, I don't know how we slid into, you know, Fredericksburg and the small plane enthusiasts club, whatever like that. We're talking about Dr. Truod a little bit, kind of, and the understanding the nine veils. That's kind of the key here. And I don't want to argue about why the veils are or anything like that. It's just interesting. It was written by Don Harkin a long time ago. And a long time ago, that's funny. That's like 2001 and from the Iowa Observer. Yeah, that was a part of this movement that, if you're listening to Republic Broadcasting, that was an earlier generation. The Iowa Observer reached out to many people and told them little bits about the world around us. I do think that perhaps we kind of segued into talking about a group of people getting together that want to fly planes and creating this universe, and then they modeled the universe around their prison camp, right? Because everything is completely regulated in your life at this time. And so they said, well, of course we have to do this. That's how it's done. And then they're going to elect a president of the company and a treasurer and a this and a that. And they're going to, well, now we need a website and now we need this and we need that. And is there any groups that we can join and we can affiliate with or partner with? Perhaps we can get a sponsor. Is there any kind of festivals we can do? And it goes on and on and on. And it's crazy. And so, well, so let's take a look at a journeyman, you know, let's say Alan, that he goes into this construct and he lives in the world of the nine veils, for lack of a better term. And he's not at one, not at two, not at three. He's somewhere in there looking back at them going, dude, can't we do it some other way? It's a lot easier. I mean, we don't have to do all that, but of course we do. And you go, man, I could either play with these guys or walk away or just, you know, whatever, you know. I don't know. We have to make those decisions all the time, and I find that quite fascinating. But what about the people that are just not able to comprehend the one thing? Okay, so the part that we have read in this document so far, he states that a bunch of families have, throughout time, been controlling this entire little planet we call Earth. Right? Does anybody out in the audience agree with that? Alan, do you agree with that?
Yes.
What about you, Doc?
Absolutely.
Okay. I do, too. Right, I do too. I don't know, can't name the families, can't put the names on the family members, but from all my research, I can show you the countries aren't countries. You know, it's all been a great big play. Now try to tell that to your mom. Try to tell that to your brother, and they'll go, "What?" And then you'll find the veil between, you know, the understandings. We bump into the medical veil all the dang time. And I'll tell you what, that is one of the hardest ones to deal with, because it comes out in such subtle roles, right? With, you know, somebody walking up to you, good friend, and they come up to you and they diagnose themselves. They're all, "I think I got dinky-dinky-itis." And you go, "What the hell is that?" "Oh, well, my whatever hurts," and they call it dinky-dinky-itis. And I just go, man, is that even real? And how do you deal with all that? Well, actually, you're a journeyman fighting that veil all the time. So do you ever get mad at them?
I think it's more that I get frustrated at times. Alan and I have both went through this last couple of weeks with family members who choose to ignore the good and follow the bad, and it drives you nuts. You feel like your hands are tied and you want to help so much and you can't, and it's just very frustrating.
I try to pick my battles, and sometimes those battles come back to me. And sometimes people just hold up the stick because they already know where I believe, and they come attacking me at it. You ever had that, Alan, where they just come right at you and go, "Well, you believe." And go, "What? I believe." How do we start a sentence like that? Well, let's finish the segment like that. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I've been dealing a lot with Dr. Truot, and well, it's actually not Dr. Truot's work. It's his and Don Harkin's work, or Don Harkin's work with whatever Ott, just being an echo. Like, I'm trying to be an echo here and getting the word out. We got a chat room. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com. CFR is telling me that, and I believe this is part of the work, it says, if the math is accurate, there are only about 60,000 people on the planet who have pierced through the sixth veil. Those who are stuck behind the veils, 1 through 5, have little choice but to view the people who have pierced the veils beyond them as insane. with each veil pierced, exponentially shrinking number and the increasing enlightenment of people are deemed insane by exponentially increases of masses of decreasingly enlightened people. What does that mean? It means the more you know, the more they think you're nuts, and the more you look at them and say, oh my God, I can't believe you don't get that. Hey, Murr, this is for you. I know you're listening out there. Is that Road Warrior Radio from this Friday? Was he talking it up on Chris Hinckley's show? Because I see you dropped a link in there. I'm not going to be able to listen to it while we're on the show, but I think it's interesting, and I'd like to hear what he has to say. How does this all fit? You know, how does this all fit? I talked to Alan last night, and what are we going to do for the show? I said, well, man, I'm really concerned about where we are in the pasture, you know, this enslaved world and understanding where we're going. We've all been watching it, right? You got Agenda 21, and that's on top of you. You know, I'm Republic of Texas Radio. We're Republic of Texas Radio. We talk about, we talk about a lot of stuff. Hey, Mark in Florida, hang on for a second, and no, let's get this done with first before we move on. Maybe Mark has something that we need to hear. Hey, Mark in Florida, what's going on, man? Come on in.
I want to throw y'all off track, I suppose. Relating to the scenario of your airstrip in model airplanes, it got me to think about when I was young and I'd drag my lawnmower behind my bike and I'd knock on someone's door. I mow your lawn for $5. And he'd say yes or no. But if he said yes, then should I throw in, oh, by the way, I hope you have $100,000 home insurance policy, and I'll promise not to sue you if a rock ricochets off and hits me in the head, or you promise not to sue me if I break one of your windows or run over your sprinkler spigot. So what I'm saying is the lawyers, the insurance and bankers that are controlling everything we do.
Oh yeah, you know,
does it make
that's
sense?
A big. It does, and it's scary that Alan likes to do this to me, and he always says, well, they're going to do this, and they stopped it, and he says, well, let me tell you, it's probably because of the insurance or something like that. Because it does come down to that, and your agreement. Not just yours, mine, when I had my push mower and I'd sit there and I'd walk the neighborhood, you know, I guess I'd tip it upside down and kind of pull it around by my back so the blade's not going. And you walk to the houses that you got and you knock on the other houses that you don't. And you say, I want to do some yard work. And they go, yes. There was never any kind of a legal agreement. And if you did damage their property, some people will hold it against you and try to get retribution from you in excess or fair, or maybe they'll just say, well, just move along. It's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, thanks for cutting the lawn. Right? I'm not going to use you next week or something like that. It was a different time. And do you realize, you know, that airplane, Mark, that had an engine shatter and ripped the fuselage, and the lady, you know, nearly flew out the window. You know that the lawsuit was, like, filed the next day or the same day, you know, for negligence because an engine broke? Do you believe that we're in such a litigious environment that happened so quick?
Well, it's probably the insurance trying to file so they don't have to pay anybody anything, and then she's got to come back, or her representative's got to come back and file because she does deserve some kind of compensation for the service not provided.
In that case, I think
you're climbing onto something that flies at thousands and thousands of feet, goes very fast, has lots of intricate moving parts, and there's not supposed to be any danger at all involved in this process. I mean, this
exactly.
is where I get into it. Everyone seems to think that life is a guaranteed thing, and it is not.
But
exactly.
they're
That's
down
what I'm
there.
To say. If, 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 you,
if you wanted to start a lawn mowing business, you've got to get so many permits and insurance. You've got to pay the state $5,000 before you can cut your first blade of grass. Now, where is anybody going to come up with any money to start a business unless you're already in business and you're underprivileged with all the government buddies
right.
that will let you in? We've been eliminated from being...
It's kind of like those that have the funds to... Those that have the funds to speculate and start up a new business or a new line of business, you know, how many guys out there who didn't have the money thought about doing that same daggum thing but can't do it because they don't have the money to pay for all the fees, permits, licenses, registrations, et cetera, that are involved in everything that you do anymore?
Exactly. Yeah. So the deep state is insurance and lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, that's got to be one tier of it for sure. They're definitely in there.
That's all it is. Because if you look at the government today, why hasn't Hillary Clinton been to court? Because a lawyer refused to file charges on her. However, if you didn't get permission to mow that lawn, you've got the whole city on your back. It's the lawyers.
How about all those good people out there who say, "Oh no, I would never gamble. I don't bet." It's like, "Well, do you have insurance?" "Well, yeah, of course." "Well, that's gambling." "No, it's not. That's insurance." "No, it's gambling." "No, it's insurance."
Oh man, yeah, it gives me a headache. I kind of feel that we're back into that that pasture as sheep, and the sheep are complaining that there's some rocks out there that hurt their little hoofs. So they got together and they said, "Well, let's do insurance." And here in our reality, we've had forced insurance. And what's that? It's a forced health insurance for safety for a medical system that we don't believe in. But well, I don't believe in, right? You know, I all allopathic practices are not frowned on by me, but most of them are. And so I'm being forced to join this little thing, and that also separates me from the masses, because they're running around trying to get this thing called medical insurance so they can get have the IRS stop taking money out of their account, right? Because they penalize them for not having this thing, or you know they're told that it's good. And so when you go, "Man, you shouldn't be taking that kind of stuff, you know, that works contrary to your body," they don't believe you because they're being forced to pay money into it. And so now they want to make use of it. And you're going, you're taking cyanide. So I don't know. We can get really sideways on this, Mark, but it's all together the same. You know, it's the insurance thing. That might be one of the traps. You know, it's another sinkhole for money. What are your expenses, you know, each month? I know for me, you know, they're very minimal as far as what goes out. And I had a war on bills a few years ago, and I try to keep everything down. But I know a lot of people have a lot of bills. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too sideways on this, Mark.
How about this, Steve? How about this?
Not really.
I'm making $80,000 a year. But, well, then how come you live in such a blank hole, you know, apartment and, you know, you're driving a rattle-trap car? "Oh, well, I have $40,000 of that is insurance, you know, so I'm only making $40,000 actual cash."
Yeah.
Well,
Mark?
I found that if you get rid of your debt, if you have no debt, I need to work one day a week and I won't be naked and I won't be hungry. And I don't have a big house and everything. I got 200,000 miles on my truck.
Yeah, that's getting less and less in today's world, though, because, man, like I said, even driving your vehicle, you know, what happens if you get, you know, over your allotted limit of speeding tickets? Well, your insurance goes way up. What if you happen if you go, you know, and have, you know, go after dinner, you know, go out to dinner and have a couple of glasses of wine, get stopped on the way back, and you test positive on a blow-and-go, you know, machine, your insurance goes way, way, way up. And if you want to go anywhere and be able to get to that job.
Don't get yourself in those situations. If the officer pulls you over, make him prove he has authority to even say hello to you. But don't have any debt. If you don't have any debt, I can afford to have my transmission rebuilt, and I'm good for another 200,000 miles.
Sure.
Get out of debt, people. Sure. Get out of debt in life.
Oh, that's
more peaceful.
That's very important. Well, also understanding who you're dealing with in the pasture is probably one of the keys. And when you see, okay, I have a hoopty, right? I have a little car, you know, it's a 99, and I have ladders strapped onto it because I install satellite dishes from time to time, and I do, you know, cables, and I need my ladders. I don't know when I'm going to need them, but it looks kind of silly, a silver car with ladders strapped onto the top, and I drive around, and everybody go, oh, man, you should buy a nice truck, van thing, you know, painted on the sign. I do whatever. And I'm like, I'm good where I'm at because my car still works for me and it does all that.
You don't have to have signs or anything on the side of your car, Steve, because everyone knows who you are.
That's true. They do see it. But I don't know. I don't know what my point is at that point. I got it. Here, I'm in San Francisco. This is about 15 years ago, and I'm walking with my buddy, and he'd never been in San Francisco. And a guy pulls up, and he's got this really hot-looking BMW. I mean, it was smoking, right? Dude's wearing like a billion-dollar suit. You know, he has billion-dollar sunglasses on. It's convertible. He pulls up, and he goes, wow, what a nice car. That guy's loaded. And then this other guy pulls up, this black gentleman, right? You know, it's total ghetto car, right? I mean, if I remember right, one of the windows was broken and had cardboard in it. And it was scratched up, dinged up, dented up. And I said to him, I go, I wonder which one of those guys actually has more money. And he goes, what? I said, yeah, who's rich? Which one's rich? You know, how do you define rich? And it was like, he goes, the guy with the Beamer. I said, okay, let's go with that. That Beamer costs $80,000, right? And he bought it with credit, and he's making payments on it, right? Or let's say he bought it cash, but his house is worth $2.5 million, and he's making payments on that because all of his money's in the stock market. But it's not really his money in the stock market. He's leveraged all over the place. So he's probably in debt like $1.2, $1.5 million, you know, and he makes money every week, but he's still got that debt over him. Now look at that other guy, right? How many millions do you think he owes? No millions. How many thousands do you think he owes? Hey, he might owe thousands to the state for tickets and stuff like that. Could be it. But in all actuality, that the black man in the hoopty was more wealthy or had less debt or more money or something, was better off than the millionaire. And when we saw this thing in California in the 2000s, when it was called the death of the dot-coms. When the dot-coms were up there, everybody was a millionaire. Everybody except me, right? You know, I didn't have a whole bunch of stock options, and I never became one of those paper millionaires. But everybody that I go to the lunch table with, right, these big corporations, and they're like, oh, I'm going to retire. I've got my couple $1 million. And then all of a sudden, the dot-coms exploded, and everybody lost all their money, but they didn't have any money because they were investing it like everybody told them to. And so they went from millionaires one month to hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not a $500,000 in debt overnight. And the shock of losing that nothing that you had is quite insane. Well, I don't know. I'm digressing too far, Mark. But you started it.
I apologize.
Have
a good day.
Thank you for your call.
The lawyers.
The lawyers.
Insurance, the litigation, the economy where debt is an asset. The more you're in debt, the richer you are. That's, you know, the whole world has been turned upside down, and it's just why people can't see it, why people don't want to learn about it. It just amazes me.
According to this book from 1842, you owe me $1,500.
It's
right here in the book.
1842?
Just for being
which book is that?
Sometime 1,000 years ago, I owe somebody something because someone died 200 years ago and said so.
Yep. I know. We're all signed on to so many agreements. It's crazy. So I want to, Doc. Hello, Doc.
Yes.
Come on. I know you got something.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, many people are so controlled and so manipulated and molded, and they don't realize it until you get a group like Alan's hobby plane group, and the first thing they want to do is mimic all the things that have been done to them by setting up rules and regulations and taking the fun out of stuff. And that same group will sit at home at night complaining about all the government controls, but the first chance they were given to do something different, they copied it perfectly.
Bingo.
Well, maybe it's just the control freaks that try to reset up that kind of thing. Maybe that's part of that prison experiment where they take all the regular people and you put them all together and say, you're cops and you guards prisoners.
Well, you know, a lot of these guys are ex-military, too. And that's another thing is that a lot of people, this beast has grown so large that a lot of people's income and, you know, their well-being is basically kind of invested in the system that we're all complaining about.
Are we all complaining about it? Well, I know we're complaining about it here on Republic of Texas Radio. We got a break. We're coming back I think in about 3 minutes. Hang on. You said it's in my head. The camera runs circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Couldn't miss it for the sun.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Xtendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Xtendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the first hour, and I don't know. Or do we, Mark? Are you still on the line? No, we don't have. Okay, Mark left us, and we'll move on to calls real quick here. Yeah, I find it fascinating, and one of the questions is, why the heck are we talking about understanding the nine veils? Right? Does that get us anywhere? You know, one of the running themes of the show, we talk about how we stay, well, we have talked about, and I forget who to credit for this model of our universe. It's kind of like we're sitting in a septic tank, and everybody's trying to describe the insides of it, right? And is that what the understanding of the nine veils is, right? Is it describing the inside of the septic tank we live in it? Does it actually get us any, does it give you any peace? Does it allow you to break through? You know, let's say, you know, the model goes, if you're after the sixth veil and you understand all this stuff, the people that are still there in the first veil, that all they do is they get up in the morning and they go to work, they come home, they pay their bills, they eventually get a car, a house, they raise a kid, and then they die. First veiler doesn't do anything, right? But does he? Well, does she? Well, they still had a life, but it was limited and within the constructs. But does that allow us as sixth veilers, let's say if we were sixth veilers, to communicate to them? No, they won't be able to hear us. You know, would we want to try? Does understanding the nine veils help us with those tools? Do we have the right to break into their world? Because the first veilers are just plebs, nothing. The second veilers, once they get into the political stuff and decide, well, I'm going to make a change in the political world, now that's when they start bossing you and me around, trying to tell us how to live our lives. Those are more dangerous because we get the power tripping, you know, crazy ones that are going in there going, because I know best, I'm going to force my will on you. Huh. I guess that might give us a little bit of an understanding, but whatever. Rambling Steve, we got a few minutes. Go ahead, Alan, and we'll just hang in there, Frank.
You know, that septic tank thing. You know, if you're installing a septic tank in the private market, I charge $500, you know, to install a septic tank, you know, for a private residence. But, man, you know, when I get these government contracts, man, I can charge them $5,000 for a septic tank to put it in. And if they complain about it, I'll say, okay, well, we'll go to 4,500, and that's it. That's as low as I can go, you know. So a person who's got a business and employees to pay, which one is he going to do? Is he going to keep his morals, his ethics, and just install the $500 ones, or is he going to go and get the free government money, you know, for doing the same job, get ungodly amounts of money for doing the same job because it's a government contract?
Those are different forms, Alan. One form, one group of forms and the other group of forms. So, you know, I don't know. No, I hear what you're saying. It's a mess. It's definitely a mess. Let's grab Frank out in New York before we hit the break and we'll hold him over. Hey, Frank, are you out there?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Does the name Craig Livingstone ring a bell with any of you gentlemen?
Not off the bat. Tell us real quick before we go to break.
Okay. Well, I'll be quick. I won't have to come back. He was the security head of the White House, okay, under Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton, we think, hired him. He went and broke into the FBI files. He got the 900 files. Most of them on Republicans. Hillary's got all that information. That's why she won't be taken down, because a lot of them will go down with her, and they don't want to do that. And that's all I have to say, gentlemen. You have a good day. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Okay, guys. Hour 2 coming up, Republic of Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.